DNC wants me to go to the Iowa State Fair, shake some hands, eat some junk food, deep-fried Oreos and whatnot. And if the folks who like to deep-fry their food like you, then maybe...
That's recording now, too. Okay, so I've got one, two, three. I've got four recordings going right now, and then you have one, too.
Hell yeah. Making your job hard. Oh, really God, earning that. Earning that Patreon money, man.
I will be mixing the hell out of this episode. It's a very special episode today. It is simultaneously Easter and Trans Day of Visibility and April Fool's Eve.
I knew about the first two. Didn't consider the April Fool's Eve aspect of it.
April Fool's Eve, or how do you celebrate April Fool's Eve?
Going to work and doing my job to the best of my ability, like a good
so you went to work
office
today?
Slave. Oh, April Fool's Eve. Yeah. Recording podcasts.
What better way to celebrate any holiday than recording a podcast?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this, but people have been getting mad that Trans Day of Visibility is on the same day as Easter. Do they not know that Easter is like a moving target?
No, it's all part of a plot. They definitely... if anything, then... You know, Christianity made Easter fall on the same day as Transvisibility Day.
It's not really anyone else's fault that, like, this holiday moves around. Those are the most annoying ones to me. Well, Easter is really the one that's the most
annoying. I know it's
like
on
that.
A Sunday. And
it's
Sunday. It's sometime in March or April. But outside of that, I don't know the rules. Friday was Good Friday.
Right, but of course that moves too because
Friday
before Easter.
It's a bank holiday, but not a federal holiday. And like,
okay,
I didn't get it off, but then I knew like other people who got it off. And like, do you work for like a Christian employer, a good Christian employer that they give you this day off even though it's not actually a holiday?
Right, I grew up a Christian, you know, like pretty consistent church attender. And I never knew when Easter was coming. Like, as I started to get older, I started to recognize what Lent was a little more. And I knew that the beginning of Lent meant that in 40 days would be Easter.
Yeah.
But I never knew until, like, it started. No one ever explained to me how it works. Well, that's probably not true. I'm sure somebody told me how it works, and I was just like, huh?
Yeah. Well, I didn't go to church, and I definitely don't know how it works.
And that's not, I don't intend that as an insult to any other religions that have holidays that move around. It's it's only Christianity that I'm allowed to talk shit about.
Yeah.
Because that's how wokeness works.
Yeah. Well, then there's also Thanksgiving, which is the third Thursday of November, right?
Is it the third?
I think it's the third.
Is that how it's supposed to work?
That's my understanding.
Yeah.
Could be completely wrong, as I have been before. But that one is weird, too, because you'd think that would be like a specific day every year. Like, why is it always on a Thursday? I don't know. There's probably some terribly racist reason why, but yeah, we don't have to go into that.
Thursday is the most racist day of the week. If I had to point one of the seven out as a racist day, Thursday is it.
Okay. Don't know your reasoning, but...
It's personal.
It's personal. Okay.
Yeah. How do you feel about artificial intelligence, Evan?
I think it's mostly a gimmick. And probably the claims about it are a little bit overhyped, as they tend to be about any sort of like tech cycle, like cryptocurrency or...
Right. Yeah.
Some implications, but yeah, I'm not quite as gloom and doom as some folks.
Sure. Yeah. Automation in general tends to work against the laborers in most fields. And Well, most recently I've seen this, I don't even remember what it's called, but there's a website with some sort of AI generated music that people are having fun with.
Yeah.
I know that our friend Chuck was messing around with it the other day, but also Rock Hard Caucus associate Aaron has also been generating artificially intelligented music.
Yeah, see, that's my problem, is not that, like, the implications of AI, it's just that it's actually should be called stupid intelligence, because it's not actually good at the things that it claims to be good at.
Right, right. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm now it's gunning for my job directly.
Yeah.
When it's making music, when it's making bad music, like, that's my job. My job is to make bad music, and now you got the AIs making the bad music, which is going to take away my job. But Aaron made a couple of them that are, I don't know exactly how the prompts work with this, but it seems like she was asking the AI to make maybe a theme song for our podcast.
Hmm.
So I have two.
So literally directly in competition with what
well,
you do.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. Because you probably wrote the actual theme song for, well, you didn't write it, but you arranged it.
Yeah. I guess now that you mention it, that's probably the piece of music that I produced that the most people have heard the most number of times, right? Is the theme song to this podcast.
Yeah. Auld Lang Syne.
No, it's the Christmas tree song. Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah, you're right. I knew it was another song that was a holiday song, but...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess
song of Iowa or whatever.
But yeah, the state song of Iowa is just a new lyrics on the O Tannenbaum melody.
Yeah.
And we are not the only state whose state song is just writing new lyrics to O Tannenbaum.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a tradition.
I forget what the other ones are, but that's lazy
as hell.
That's
kind of national anthem. It kind of took a different song and put different lyrics to it.
Oh, what's our national anthem based on? That might be news to me.
Or maybe it's... I'm probably just 0-2 on this. Oh, no. It was set to the tune of a popular British song written by John Stafford Smith for Anacreontic Society, a men's social club in London, to Anacreon in Heaven, or the Anacreontic Song.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know, man.
So the Star Spangled Banner is new lyrics onto that tune.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I knew that. By the way, this is Rock Hard Caucus episode 142, everybody. we kind of just jumped right into this one. But yeah, Aaron made a couple of AI-generated theme songs for our show. I don't know how the copyright on this bullshit is supposed to work, so I will claim, I'm going to say that this is our music.
Yeah, I don't, it's AI, it doesn't matter, right?
Like, right.
You just steal whatever you want, no problem.
Aaron wrote and composed this herself,
yes.
I think.
Yes, yeah.
So here's version one of the Rock Hard Caucus theme song. I do have the lyrics up in that Google Doc if you want to follow along, Evan.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay. All right, here's version one.
Rock Hard Caucus cranking up the mic, talking politics, making things right. Justin's the host, he's got the lowdown. Iowa's meanest podcast taking over town. Every episode they're breaking it down, discussing the issues all around. From the left to the right, they're keeping it real. Rock Hard Caucus telling you how to feel. Rock Hard Caucus telling you how to feel. Rock Hard Caucus, join the party now. Rock Hard Caucus, join the party now. Wow, rock Hard Caucus, join the party now.
So again, I don't know what how much she put into the prompt there, but it knows that I'm the host and it knows that we're Iowa's meanest podcast.
Mm-hmm. And it's set to try that in a small town esque. I just see the lyrics. I didn't have any idea what the actual song would sound like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think I have not done this myself. I find this shit kind of annoying, but
yeah.
From what I can tell from talking to Aaron about it, it gives you like a few different options for like what kind of music you'll mm-hmm. hear under the lyrics.
Yeah.
There's a surf rock one that I might play later that she made.
Yeah. What that means is nothing interesting compositionally. Like it's just going to be the most generic sounding thing that you can imagine.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I did. There's like two things out of that I enjoyed. I like Rock Hard Caucus telling you how to feel.
Yeah.
Which, if the AI came up with that itself, that's pretty good. Telling you how to feel. And then the sort of rock. That's very generic, but it's kind of nice.
Yeah. Well, the AI vocals sound weird too. Like it sounds like slightly like grainy. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah. But. Yeah. Yeah, obviously it's doing a pretty good job sounding like a human, but like you can tell it's not.
Yeah.
You know, it's speech synthesis or whatever. And I don't know if it wasn't that one, but occasionally it will add like a nonsense syllable in the middle of a word just to make it work. Here's the second version of that same song, which adds a little bit more to the chorus. Like there's that line about shooting straight from the heart that actually wasn't in the one we just listened to.
Yeah.
But here's a slightly different version of that same song that Aaron generated.
Rock on caucus cranking up the mic. Talking politics, making things right. Justin's the host, he's got the lowdown. Iowa's meanest podcast, taking over town. Every episode, they're breaking it down. Discussing the issues all around. From the left to the right, they're keeping it real. Rock Hard Caucus telling you how to feel. Rock Hard Caucus shooting straight from the heart.
See, that's a mistake on the lyric sheet. It should be grab your Mountain Dew, turn the dial up loud.
Yeah, what does this robot know about
this?
Me?
Is the only form of caffeine endorsed by the podcast. It's Mountain Dew.
So that was like 45 seconds or so, and we're only about halfway through that one. The second half is just a guitar solo.
Yeah,
it's very,
you know, maybe I'm wrong, maybe AI really is already here, because like I feel like that I could have heard that song on the radio flipping through the dial.
Yeah,
I'm very out of the loop on modern country music, but yeah.
From the left to the right, they're keeping it real. Rock Hard Caucus telling you how to feel.
That's right.
Sometimes the rhythm, the like scansion is a little off.
Yeah.
It like they're putting the wrong syllables on the wrong like strong beats and stuff, but
yeah. But they are right. It is both a left and right wing podcast.
We keep it real.
Which technically makes it just straight down the center, which is how most people want it, you know, give it to you straight, right down the middle, right down the...
Yeah, that's where the truth is.
Yeah, throw a big meatball right over the plate. Home run.
Yeah, that's right.
Grand slam.
That's right. If we didn't throw it to you straight, that would be a ball, right?
Not necessarily, but I know what you're going for.
foul ball. That's what I'm talking about. Right?
That's if you hit it and it goes outside the area of play.
Oh, that's after it gets hit by the bat. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's when you pitch it wrong?
A ball is technically when it's outside the strike zone. But you can throw a curveball and still have it be a strike.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can still have a ball that does not go down straight down, but it's still, as long as it hits inside the strike zone, then it's fine.
Right. And that's what we're doing.
Yes.
We drilled down on that just so you would understand that that's an analogy for this podcast.
Yeah.
We're pitching straight down the middle.
Baseball is really ripe for analogies.
People do it all the time.
Yes.
Bringing you the news, setting the political chart. Now, this may just be nonsense. Bringing you the news, setting the political chart. Does that mean anything?
I mean, bringing the news, some of it, yeah. Setting the political chart, I'm not sure. I don't think, yeah. I'm thinking of like a chart, like a map. And I don't think that we have enough influence to really direct where things are going, you know?
Yeah, the only thing...
It's a nice thought, though.
If there's like a really close election, we have enough influence to make the Democrat lose. That's about
all. Four votes. Yeah. We can swing an election within plus or minus 10 votes. That's the extent of it.
Yeah, that's all the influence we have. So I, people listening don't know that this is here on my desk because I hadn't mentioned it yet. But I've got my Omnicord set up here. And my feeling was that since the AI is coming for my job, and what is an AI lack that a human being has? Emotion, feeling, and a sort of like a sense of judgment. There's a sort of intangible quality to a piece of art, which a song is like hopefully supposed to be some sort of artistic expression. A human being has the ability to determine if they're hearing a good song or a bad song.
Yeah.
And that's not what a computer is necessarily good at. They can understand the logic behind like a chord progression. Maybe even that's not an accurate description of what a computer is doing, but they can recognize patterns and they can replicate those patterns. That's basically what's happening here.
Yeah.
And it's the same with what do they call it? Learning language models or is that what those things are called?
Machine learning, yeah. I don't know if that's exactly the same thing, but whatever.
In terms of like what it's doing with the lyrics here, it's, you know, what ChatGPT does as well, sort of. It knows which of these words rhyme. Like, yeah.
It doesn't know the inner workings. It knows what it can present to a human and have a human be like, oh yeah, that resembles things that I've seen in the past, but it doesn't know why it's creating that.
Right, sure. I was going to give it credit for being able to rhyme words, which it mostly does in this selection. However, the first two lines are, rock hard cock is cranking up the mic, talking politics, making things right. Mic and right? not a great one right off the bat, but, you know, low down and town is good. Down, around is close enough.
Yeah.
But anyway, like it can sort of create something that's like, you know, this sounds like music, but it doesn't have the human element.
Yeah.
And last night I was thinking about like the story, the myth, the tall tale of John Henry, who what was his job like? Was he a miner?
Yeah, I think mining coal or something.
Yeah, something like that. And the mining company got a robot to mine more efficiently, and like he was like, no, this robot can't take my job, and he was like, I'm better at mining than the robot, and they had a competition. I think John Henry died trying to mine coal better than the robot, right? What's the moral of that story?
Don't fuck with machines.
So I was like, man, this is like my John Henry moment. The AI thinks that it can write a Rock Hard Caucus theme song, but really that's no one can do it like us, like human beings can do it. So I think we should try to write something real quick now. See if we can do a better job writing a bad theme song for the podcast. All right. So what's our podcast about? The first line can still be Rock Hard Caucus something something, right? And I'm going to try maybe not to use the lines that the robot came up with.
Listen, you have the degree in music, so I don't know what else I can add that's going to be any better than what you're cooking up there.
Sure. Okay.
With your Omnicord.
Well, let's do it in the key of F. That's the key of the original theme song that already exists. So maybe it should go faster. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Okay, that's the key we're in. We're in F, right? There's the four chord. That's B flat. Then we can go back to one. Maybe a five here. There's a C.
Yeah.
And then F. Okay.
We got three chords.
We can do the 1, 4, and 5.
Yeah, right, it's
those,
common.
Those are easy. All right, the song. Okay, Rock Hard Caucus. Rock Hard Caucus, it is a podcast. And then what rhymes with podcast? Let's see. You know what? You can use talking politics. Okay, Rock Hard Caucus. It is a podcast talking politics. I'm thinking like mast, like from a ship, like from a boat.
Yeah, that's topical.
Rock Hard Caucus. Oh, yeah, that's right, because of that bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
Rock Hard Caucus. It is a podcast talking politics. Pulling up the mast because we gotta ride with the wind.
Yeah, I don't know. Tricks.
Oh, to rhyme with politics.
Politics. Like that's always a really good rhyme. Yeah.
What if we just be talking politics?
Because yeah, well, that's what I was gonna say. Is like many people consider them to be the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, podcast. Mast. Fast. What about fast? Do we talk fast?
I don't think so. Some of us. Maybe other posts of the podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Rock Hard Caucus. It is a podcast talking politics, speaking slow and fast. Sometimes there's some variety. Slow and fast. And then since you and I are both here, maybe there could be a line about you and a line about me. Like in the AI one, it says Justin's the host, he's got the lowdown, but I don't like that.
He's got the most.
Okay.
Because you do the most work.
Yeah. Justin's the host.
He does the most. That's good.
And then what about you?
Evan's the sidekick.
Evan's the sidekick. You can either rhyme with most or something with sidekick. I think either would work.
The secondary host.
Justin's the host. He does the most. Evan's the sidekick, secondary host. That works.
I think that's beautiful.
I think that's really good. Remember, everyone, it is April Fool's Eve. We have a little bit of a license to do a really stupid episode right now, okay? All right. That can be like one stanza.
Verse.
Or one verse. Yeah. And let's maybe write one more verse. What's the podcast about? Well, we already said politics. Maybe something about ethanol. We could do something about ethanol in here.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Why ethanol?
Oh, just because it's an Iowa thing.
Because we're in Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah.
We talk about pig shit.
Pig
shit.
We talk
about
nitrates from
water
from the pig shit state. Here in the heartland. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because then that's sort of like, it keeps with a sort of like generic, like country, wholesome Midwest thing. But we're also saying pig shit. So it's like a little more honest about
a little
who
edgy.
We really are. Yeah. From the pig shit state here in the heartland. And then land is a pretty good one. A lot of stuff rhymes with land. From the pig shit state here in the heartland. Oh. Public officials think the show should be banned. And I can maybe we could trim that down a little bit.
Yeah.
From the pig shit state here in the heartland.
Johnson County Board of Supervisors.
You're making it longer.
but that's humor.
Yeah.
To make one line extra long.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Fit in a bunch of syllables really fast. Yeah, we can try that. From the pig shit state here in the heartland, Johnson County Board of Supervisors wants the show banned. Or a Johnson County supervisor wants the show banned. Or we could do her full name.
Yeah.
I like that.
Leave the serious stuff to Twitter.
Yeah. From the pig shit state here in the heartland, a Johnson County supervisor wants the show banned. Who else do we have? Who are our other enemies?
Joseph Dobrian.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
That would probably be a good one. I was going to say Rob Sand, but that's too well tread. You know, we talk about Rob Sand too much. And we haven't. We stopped talking about Joseph Dobrian because we stopped doing the last book series, you know, last year. So
yeah, he may come up again.
Yeah,
we could broaden it a little bit. Talk about local writers.
Right.
Because we've also, you know, made fun of books by other people in Iowa.
Dennis Clayson.
Okay. From the pig shit state here in the heartland, a Johnson County supervisor wants the show banned. Local writers. You're on notice. Notice? What rhymes with notice? Piss. Kind of.
Piss, kind of.
Notice.
I don't know.
Local writers. What? Maybe not you're on notice. Or maybe not even writers. Local authors? I think writers is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Local writers. Better run and hide. No. Hide. What rhymes with hide?
Ride. We're going to...
That might be something.
We're going to give you... we have to end it with ride. I was going to say, it takes them for a ride out of... Well, we've done that. I guess, I don't know. There's been some authors who... Well, actually, yeah, I think, was it Joseph? I don't know if we're supposed to talk about this on the pod. Because we did take him, give him a ride from his previous employer.
Yeah, that may not have been directly because of one of us. All right, local riders better run and hide. Rock Hard Cock is taking you for a ride.
We're going to tan your hide.
Yeah, and then it's hide and hide, but it's two different meanings.
Yes, that works.
I think that's cool. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and also we're going to tan their hide because we're gonna spank them.
Okay, local riders better run and hide. Rock Hard Cock is going to tan your hide. And then something about spanking could just be like the tag.
Yeah. Or, yeah, are you going to do like ad-libs like in a rap song? Like I could just be like, spank, like at the end of the line.
You want to do that?
But okay, then you need another one for every other line.
I got to get that AI song out of my head. Like I'm just imitating the like rhythm of the vocal line there. Rock Hard Caucus. It is a podcast talking politics, speaking slow and fast. It's too slow.
Yeah.
Gotta speed this up a bit.
Yeah. I liked it, though. I liked the phrasing. It's nice.
I gotta sing something other than just like the root of the chord.
And you are gonna start using this at the beginning of every podcast going forward, correct?
This is our new theme song. Yes. Rock Our Caucus, it is a podcast talking politics, speaking slow and fast. Justin's the host, he does the most. Evan's the sidekick, secondary host. That's not too bad, right?
That's beautiful.
From the pig shit state, here in the heartland of Johnson County, supervisor wants the show banned. Local riders better run and hide. Rock Hard Cock is gonna tan your hide.
Spank.
That's not bad, right? And that was only what? 10 minutes of work?
Yeah, yeah.
How quick does the AI work, do you think? How quick does it
a little
one
faster,
of songs
but definitely not as high quality.
Not
I
as
mean,
good, right?
Because yeah,
it doesn't understand.
It doesn't have
our life experience.
That's right. Might have to, you know, write the chorus on the next episode. Unless you want to go another do another 10 minutes to do a chorus, but
we
chorus has gotta be
a recurring segment if you want.
Yeah. Well, the chorus has to be like catchy, ideally. So
yeah,
like,
yeah. We could try to come up with maybe like a more of a melodic hook.
Yeah.
I was just kind of speaking at pitch this time around.
Yeah, no, that was good. I'm glad you took the reins there.
I didn't want to force you to take the reins.
Yeah, I had no idea. I mean, Justin sent me a picture of the Omnicord and he said he had an idea for the podcast, but I had zero idea that he would be doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a good idea.
We're over Zoom, so we can't be like in sync, you know?
That's true.
So the spank, maybe I'll like add some reverb to that to make it more like part of the song. Okay, you mentioned that we talk too much about Rob Sand, which I think I said that like on a recent episode too.
We didn't talk about him for a long time, but then he's come up like in the last couple episodes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's a very hot and cold thing, you know. He's annoying.
We both get his emails.
His neck out for, you know, super anything really contentious. But he has been very supportive of abortion and trans people in Iowa. So, you know, he does use his position to advocate for good things sometimes.
Sometimes.
But we don't love him. I will play a little bit of this, another one of Aaron's AI generated songs. And I should say, I did invite her to join us on the podcast today to answer for her crimes, but she actually spent too much of her weekend doing this, making these AI songs. So she was like procrastinating on things that she actually needed to get done this weekend. So she's too busy to be here with us now.
That's relatable.
But she did generate kind of like a Beach Boys style surf rock Rob Sand song. Let me play some of that.
That makes sense for Rob.
Again, that's less than half of the song. It generated a minute and 45 seconds of music, and we listened to about
those
45
vocals
seconds.
Are so weird. It's like it can't separate out the vocals, so it just sounds like really like reverby. Like it has like every residual instruments like added to it.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of works on this one, I feel, because it's like
it sounds
imitating
like old school, recording.
Very classic style of music. So it sounds like it could be from the 60s. But if a surf rock band from the peak of surf rock's popularity had written a song like this, this is bad. This is not a good song. Like the end of that chorus, but he got arrested. Oh, what a wild ride. That did not work at all.
Yeah. Wild style, wild ride.
Yeah. And actually, you know, the way that the AI sort of delineates between verses and chorus doesn't really make any sense either. Like,
right.
There's not really a form going on because they don't repeat the part that they call the chorus. And actually, in the first song I played, the part that's labeled as the chorus isn't even in it.
Yeah. I was wondering about that.
Yeah. So it doesn't really understand song form either. But I imagine like an AI model would get better at doing that because that seems like something a computer could handle. Like, structure like that,
yeah,
and repetition of certain sections. I don't know. However, there was part of the surf rock Rob Sand song that I liked. It's a surf's a party Iowa style. I really like that line. It's a surf's up party Iowa style.
Surf's up party. Yeah, we be surfing like crazy out here in Iowa.
Yeah. It's a surf's up party Iowa style, and I like the pause between surfs and up. It's like doesn't make any sense, but it makes a nice melodic hook. All right, that might be enough artificial intelligence and music for today's episode. That took up
half
a good chunk
hour.
Of time. Yeah. There was another article in the Des Moines Register that I wanted to talk to you about. Do you know anything about the? Honestly, this is kind of like. I'm surprised that they put this in the newspaper. Like, they can talk about this, like in print. It's sort of a sexual slang. The word "coming," you know what that means, right?
I would have never heard that term before, and I
coming
would never do such a thing.
Yeah. Well, okay. You know the word "come," like come and go, like come and go.
Yeah.
Like
with KUM. Yeah.
Like
I know that
station,
word,
but also, but also, just the idea that you can come to a place or you can go away from a place.
Yeah,
it's a verb, right? Coming.
Yeah.
Well, some people they respell that word, and it becomes like a more crass word instead of C-O-M-E, which is almost my name.
No, actually, though, you can spell it that way too. Like if you like read old books, if they ever talk about
it, that's true.
They spell it C O M E.
Yeah.
Which makes your name even cooler.
Right, right. Some people spell it C-U-M.
Yes, I actually have seen that. I was lying before. I didn't want anyone to think anything differently of me.
What they mean is like it's like ejaculating.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Which is something that happens. It can happen as a result of some kind of sexual activity. It could also be a a solo move.
Yeah, can happen when you're right. Asleep.
That's true.
It can be if you're an IDF soldier who dies on the battlefield.
Oh, Jesus.
There's things that may happen to, yeah, we don't have to go into that.
They can make it happen after you die. Yeah, yeah. This may be getting too personal. I don't believe I've ever had a nocturnal emission in my life.
they're not that interesting, really. And yeah, it's not really like common. I think you have to abstain from the C word.
Okay.
For a while.
Yeah, and then your body's like, come on, you got to get this out of here.
Yeah, pretty much. I think that's literally like the evolutionary reason for wet dreams.
Yeah, yeah, because it gets
wet
stale.
Dream is also really gross. Yeah, I'm glad nocturnal emission is way better.
Yeah.
Wet dream is just, it's nasty.
Yucky, yeah. Okay, anyway, they wrote an article in the Des Moines Register. This is by Donnell Eller. They published this on March 28th, just a few days ago. They wrote an article about coming.
Yeah. That's wild.
Shocking. The headline is, and this is under the topic of agriculture, so maybe this has something like crops do well if you...
Yeah.
Human it's, semen
Human seed is fertile. Well, makes
I
your
guess
crops
you
more
can't
fertile.
Argue with that, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
The headline is, can coming keep its small town growth amid Metro Des Moines hustle? Small town growth of coming?
Huh. So they're saying that Des Moines is hustling to try to get they're coming first.
Oh, okay.
And then there might not be as they might not offer the same courtesy to their partner.
Gotcha.
Small town coming. Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize this may be like a competition or being neglectful of a partner. Let me just read a few things from here. This is a quote from someone named Paul Rash in this article about coming. He said, "We're a little worried that everything will explode too early in the spring." So I guess
that's a reasonable fear. I don't know what the spring has to do with it, but it's a reasonable fear.
I do find myself, winter sort of shuts down some of the body's natural.
Actually, I've heard the opposite.
What?
Because people are inside more.
Well, sure.
They make more trips to coming.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I find that when the weather
without
gets
leaving
warmer,
their house,
I'm a little bit more interested in that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weather warming up a little bit makes me more interested in coming.
Yeah, there was also this thing called there's cuffing season, but I think that's also might be coming season. But that's like the beginning of like fall.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, and I think it probably goes through the winter.
Does that mean, what does that mean? Cuffing season.
Cuffing season. It's like when you're single and you're looking for a partner to keep you warm through the winter.
Okay. Yep. Cuffing as in like handcuffing.
Yes.
Like trying to attract.
Yeah, it's not a very good terminology. We don't really approve of that terminology. But it's a thing that people say.
Yeah, sure, sure. Here we go. Though a slice of rural Iowa, coming has something other rural towns lack. Growth.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that generally happens when you get older and grow up a little bit.
You, the coming grows? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, you could say that, yeah.
I'm, I'm a city boy, so I was not really familiar with coming in rural Iowa, but I guess it's happening out there, too.
So I think I saw, it was like a list of like the most wealthy neighborhoods in every state.
Yeah.
And I think coming was on there. Let me find that.
It's one of the, coming is for the wealthy.
Was the
hell you're saying?
I think it was the wealthiest neighborhood or suburb in the state.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. I've seen studies that would indicate that the poorer people tend to be coming more than wealthier people. Because it's just something free to do.
Yeah, well, that's true.
It's free entertainment.
According to CashNet USA,
reputable source.
This is based on Zillow listings, though. Apparently, yeah, coming is the most expensive neighborhood, quote unquote, in Iowa, which is funny because it's like the least expensive neighborhood out of any of these, other than like Mississippi
compared to other states. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Average.
How expensive
house...
is coming in a state like, you know, Washington?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There's a lower cost of coming. In Iowa compared to the coasts.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's how it is in general. You know, groceries, rent.
Yeah.
Cost of living, cost of coming.
Yeah. The essentials. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've got a picture here of a bar with a sign above the door that says Coming Tap. Now that you can like advertise your business like that, you just say Coming Tap on the outside of a building and you expect people to show up. Like, who do you think is going to come to a place called Coming Tap?
Yeah, I don't know. And what are they? What are they serving with those taps, you know?
Yeah, yeah. People show up and they're like nude, probably, right?
Yeah.
What do you think's going on in there?
Yeah, you go in there and you think you just want a Bush Light like any other Iowan, and then they're doing something totally different in there.
Already, people swarm to Coming.
It's
natural.
Good
most
place,
people.
Good place to be.
Most people are interested. They'll for probably swarm to Coming.
Yeah, it's a good place to be for a while.
Actually, they refer to this bar, the rustic Coming Tap is a biker's destination for races and revelry. Yeah, revelry is one word for it.
Yeah.
I don't like the pair of words, rustic coming.
Yeah, it's got some unfortunate implications.
Yeah, you go to the doctor if you got rustic coming. Coming is a welcoming place, City Administrator Rita Connor said. Everyone just piles in and has a great time. Some people do it in a big pile.
Yeah, I'm just not sure if the, you know, lower income folks in the state are really welcome there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's expensive. Median home price $726,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, yeah. That's a pretty high entry fee for coming.
Yeah. That's median though. So
yeah, yeah. It does say here that coming has new homes rising. In my experience, the rising comes before the coming.
Yeah, it can rise, you know, again. Coming will rise again. I don't know if I've ever actually been to Coming. I don't think I've ever.
You've never?
I don't think I've ever even. I've never been to the town.
Here's another quote from that guy. Was it Paul Rash? It's another pair of words that I don't want to see together, Rash and Coming.
Yeah.
Here, yeah, Rash said here, Coming has a good vibe.
Sometimes.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
You ever had bad vibes in Coming?
Not me personally, but I know that some people can be irresponsible.
Yeah, I'm sure people have had a bad time in Coming. Well, I say that like I don't know for a fact, you know. obviously not everyone's time in Coming is going to be the most pleasant.
Yeah, I mean, small town Iowa is kind of it's a suburb of Des Moines, but it's not always the most welcoming place.
Here's something about Coming. Someone wants to preserve it as a place where people put down roots, build their families and careers. If you want to put down roots and build a family, it all starts with Coming, right?
Who paid for this article? the Coming City Council or Council's Chamber of Commerce, sure.
Yeah. Coming for sure. Chamber of Commerce. You can't do that in there. That's for commerce. Residents of Coming want to know their neighbor. Yeah, I bet they do. It's kind of an old tradition, but everybody seems to like it. That's what someone said about Coming.
Nice.
It's one of the oldest traditions, really, right?
It's up there.
Coming is probably one of the first things humans did.
That's a fair bet. They have a $71 million Hy-Vee warehouse under construction.
You can fit a lot of Coming in there. This is a quote from, I think like a city administrator or something. Obviously, I'm paying very close attention to the facts in this article.
Yeah.
She said, Coming can see how big they want to get, and it's not some crazy big lose your identity number. Do you ever come so big you lose your identity?
No, not with Coming, but there's like other things that can do that for you.
And oh, I've my experienced. God. Let me take this out of context. I say after doing that 40 times in a row. It kills velocity. Growth is intentionally slower. I think these people knew what they were doing, right? They're writing an article about coming and they're saying something about exploding and stuff.
I do know for sure you can get like I Heart Coming t-shirts. Like that's like a thing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Which, yeah, I mean, if it attracts people to your small town that no one would stop in otherwise, then maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah. Rash hopes that coming keeps its agricultural character rather than the ever exploding endless rows.
Miss this guy say that? We've been grinding, we've come a long way? How did you miss that one?
Somehow I looked over that one. I should have gone through this with like a fine tooth comb before I pulled it up. Go play in the creek, go catch frogs. You won't catch no frogs in my coming.
I mean, they do kind of look like tadpoles though.
See, that's the thing. Yeah, tadpoles certainly, but the tadpoles in my coming will never become frogs. If I have anything to say about
that's,
it.
That's true.
We want people to think a little bit differently about where their food comes from, where their fun comes from. One, he's talking about food and fun. I don't want my food to come from coming. I do want my fun to come from coming.
Yeah.
We want people to bring their kids? Oh my God, dude, what are you talking about?
In clothes they can get dirty in.
Oh, we want people to bring their kids in clothes they can get dirty in. They put this in the newspaper. This dude wants people to bring their kids to coming. That's not appropriate. I have to draw the line there.
I'm expecting... Well, I guess the funnel week is over, right? So they can't... Iowa legislature can't introduce any new bills in response to this...
Right, you know, right.
...godless article.
Yeah, this guy, Mr. Rash of Coming, he's like explicitly calling to bring children into coming. It's not right. So yeah, we've learned a lot about coming in the state of Iowa today. I can get rid of that one. How long have we been recording?
I'd like to apologize for this episode.
We wasted a lot of time. I pulled up like a ridiculous article in the Iowa Standard, but it's really long, so I don't know if we have time to give that its due.
Yeah, the Davenport thing is interesting.
Yeah, maybe we should talk about that at least for a few minutes.
So
obviously the structural integrity of buildings in Davenport has been a subject of interest for the past several months, with the collapse of the Davenport apartment building last summer. Well, it seems like that was not an isolated issue.
Yeah. They need to get those WTC7 people to come to Davenport and see what's going on, find out why all the buildings are structurally unsound.
Yeah, something sinister is afoot, I think. It couldn't possibly just be neglect, years and years of neglect. Somebody wants these buildings to go down. I pulled up a piece from the Quad City Times by Tom Lowy, Sarah Watson, Gretchen Teske. Sarah and Gretchen, I remember well from covering the Davenport. They wrote a piece called Displaced from Davenport Apartment, Some Residents End Up at Relax Inn. So they interviewed people who lived in a building that was very abruptly evacuated the other day. Schricker Apartments on West 4th Street in Davenport. There's some words about an inspection that was going on. So this company was hired to inspect the property, and they recommended immediate evacuation because there is a wooden wall in this building that's believed to be structural, and it's in really bad condition. So, like, I mean, it seems like a pretty serious thing if they're saying, like, people need to get out of this building immediately.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and, like, Shive Hattery is, like, a big architectural firm.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't have hired them unless they knew that there is something going on. Like, that's like a pretty heavy duty inspection.
Right. Yeah. They're big. They do work all over the state and nationally.
Yeah.
They're pretty big, right? Yeah. And so, you know, some of the people who lived in that building, again, this is, you know, the Davenport was housing a lot of people who don't have a lot of money. Same situation here. So, like, some of them have alternate places they could go, like crash with a friend for a little bit, but they basically, you know, showed up at their apartment, had a sign on the door that's like, you got to leave by 4:30, I think it said in the article. It's like, what? You have no notice at all, and they're telling you, like, yeah, you get the hell out, or you might die if you stay
here. Also, 4:30 p.m. happens to be a time where a lot of people get off work.
right, yeah. Yeah, they interviewed this guy, Laymond Lathan Burge, and, yeah, he got home from work or something and had, like, half an hour to just, like, gather what he needed and get the hell out. And he's staying at the Relax Inn in Davenport, which, if you read the full article, you'll find is maybe not a super pleasant place to stay either. But here's some quotes about the building that was evacuated that Laymond Lathan Burge was living in. A couple days after I moved in, I was hanging out and playing some video games, and mice ran through my living room. I didn't have a stove for 2 months, and then they installed a gas stove, but turned out I had a gas leak. And he had to have he had Mid-American come fix it. Felt like the floor was sagging. Yeah. And he mentions that he knew there were other people living in that building who are like disabled or have mobility issues or something. And they're just given like almost no notice. So it's like they can't exactly pack up their belongings and just find somewhere else to go. It's like a really bad situation. And the city was like arranging for people to stay at this Relax Inn. Here's a quote from Laymond. When I got here, I was told I only had 1 day at the Relax Inn. Then we had to work out how long I could stay. I'll be staying at the Relax Inn through Sunday. So that's today as we record this. After that, I'm not sure. I either have to move back in with my mom or I have to find a shelter that will take me. So the fucking property owner like has a building that's uninhabitable. And the person who's paying them rent is like fucked for them.
Yeah, you'd think like, that might be like a refund situation where you're like paid for something in advance and then you're like not able to use the service that you paid for. Then maybe you should like should be some kind of mechanism for getting, you know, your money back.
Yeah, the city helped him out for less than a week. And then it's like, well, you're on your own, buddy. And what Evan's referring to here, the guy paid his rent early. He pays $800 a month for his one bedroom apartment and he already paid that rent. So now he has no money for the next month, basically. Mm-hmm. There is, fortunately, a Quad Cities Tenant Alliance, which is largely organized by area churches, it looks like. So here's a good quote from Dennis Platt, who's a member of the Quad Cities Tenant Alliance. We've seen this over and over. Landlords rarely return security deposits in these situations. God, I'm so mad just at that.
Yeah. Security deposits are one of the biggest scams of all time. Yeah. It's absurd.
In the best scenario, a security deposit is like, you're never seeing that again. And this is like a situation where the property owner is not even like maintaining the structural integrity of the building. And you're not going to see that money again.
Yeah.
When tenants are displaced because of landlord neglect, the city should require landlords to pay tenants immediately. It should be a condition of having a rental license in Davenport. Yeah, I mean,
can't really argue.
You're right, but they're not going to fucking do that. They're so like even after
the Davenport collapse,
like a huge building just fell apart. It was international news. It was right next to Davenport City Hall. Residents screaming at them that like you are at fault for a large part of this, and they've changed nothing. They've made no efforts to like regulate landlords in their town. As far as I know, it's not like I've been keeping up with every single Davenport City Council meeting, but
yeah,
doesn't seem like much has changed. In fact, all that I've really been seeing about the Davenport City Council is that like a city administrator quit a few months ago and was like accusing other people in the city government of harassment and stuff.
Yes.
And the city has been refusing to release her resignation letter in response to FOIA requests.
Yes. And or even disclose at all why they paid her at all.
Like, They paid her, if you look at the headlines, she got a $1.6 million payout.
Yes.
in return for like keeping her mouth shut, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
So that's where I was going to go if we hadn't taken up so much time with music and coming today.
Well, that one, Rob Sand is on the case on that one. He's saying, I mean, like, bunch of people are saying the city is doing illegal things. They're breaking private meeting laws to get together to discuss this settlement that has to do with members who are on the fucking city council. Like, I'm pretty sure if you're talking about a settlement, you know, like that the city is going to pay to another counselor, that like you're probably going to need to make that like a public meeting.
Yeah. And there's, I know this has come up with the Johnson County Board of Supervisors before, but if more than two members of a governing body are part of a conversation, it needs to be a public meeting.
Yep.
So like three of them cannot have a conversation, basically.
Yeah. Which absolutely does get like completely ignored.
Like, yeah.
Hundreds of times.
Yeah.
In
I'm
every
sure it
city.
Happens all the time. Yeah. Yeah.
It had, they had a ribbon cutting thing at the, after Connie Bozen won election. I can't remember what the ribbon cutting was for, but yeah, it was again, a bunch of city councilors all together.
Yeah. Yeah. Multiple city councilors. And it was not, and that's, it's supposed to be, like announced to the public within, with a certain amount of notice also.
Yeah.
And that gets broken all the time too. Even if they do, you know, have a public meeting, they don't tell the public about it with enough advance notice to fulfill the requirements of state law.
I know some conservative cranks are actually really into like, you know, public meeting laws.
Yeah.
Like I know I have a, not a relative, but a relative of a relative who has done some interesting maneuvering in her local town. And I think she's raised up lots of complaints that never got taken anywhere.
Yeah.
And might have actually had some validity to them, even though there wasn't much validity to her politics. But
sometimes cranks are right.
Yeah, that's something. That's something that.
Yeah, we may need to put that in. We're all for. We keep working on this song. We may need to put "Sometimes cranks are right." I think that's a good line, and it's kind of been a theme of this show.
Yeah, we're kind of a little bit of cranks too,
for sure. Absolutely,
just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. We should probably start wrapping things up. This has been Rock Hard Caucus. We do not have any voicemails to play for you today, but if you would like to call us and share your thoughts about anything that was discussed on the show today, so artificial intelligence and music coming, or the very serious subject of structural integrity of tenant housing in Davenport, probably the most real thing that we talked about today. Our phone number is 319-849-8733. Call us anytime, day or night. I will not be answering that phone, but you can leave a voicemail. I believe the time limit is 3 minutes. Try to keep it shorter than that. But if you want your voicemail to be heard,
actually,
on the show,
that's probably honestly good. If someone is like involved in organizing tenants, that would probably be a good guest to have, because I don't know if we've really talked about that too much, and that's a good
good
thing to be doing in your community.
Yeah, for sure.
And has like tangible effects for people that really matter.
Yeah, it is something that we've talked about in the sense that landlords and real estate developers have pretty much complete control over all of our local governments at the expense of all the rest of us who have to live inside of the buildings that they own. So so it is a very important subject. And yeah, if you are, or maybe we should take the initiative and reach out to people, but if you are organizing tenants, we should talk about that more on the show. We do have a physical address, though. I've got a P.O. Box, P.O. Box 5336 in Coralville, Iowa, 52241, if you'd like to mail us anything. This week, we got a book in the mail. We've received several books. We got Feldy's Girl, a novel by Joseph Dobrian here, which I did not have a physical copy of yet, so this is greatly appreciated. This is the sequel to the sequel to Ambitions, which is the last Dobrian book club we did.
Oh, man.
This is like part three of a trilogy.
What's the second one called?
Hardwired, which I have over here.
Yes.
We're taking a break from that stuff for the time being, but someday I'll read those.
Someday.
So here's a note from Patrick, who mailed me this book. Rock Harders. While I sincerely appreciate your commitment to becoming the sort of media outlet that has laminated identification cards, I regret that it took a frivolous use of prosecutorial discretion to force your hands. Rachel Zimmerman Smith has a lot to answer for, not least of which is distracting from the core mission of the podcast, recapping the self-published novels of a local crank. Hey, speaking of cranks.
Yeah, there we go. It's a good word.
Yeah. And it kind of ties together another theme of today's episode.
Are there any cranks in coming?
Right. Yeah. Cranking results in coming all the time, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Please accept this contribution to the Rock Hard Caucus Library in support of your essential work and in hopes of offsetting JCAO's ineptitude. That would be Johnson County Attorney's Office, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I have not read this book, hence my desperation for the next meeting of the Dough Brain Book Club. It is of particular interest to me as it appears to have accurately presaged 1. Hawkeye football turning out to be extra racist, and 2. College athletes taking collective action. Both of these are likely to be among Joe's worst nightmares, so why would he tempt fate this way? My wife believes Joe served as the model for the cover illustration, and I'd also be interested to hear your expert opinion on
that. Well, my expert opinion is the cover art for this book is incredible, and I think Joe needs to work on his footwork.
So you think that's his football guy?
Yeah, looks like he's... I can't tell what he's wearing. Is there a face mask, or is he just wearing like a surgical mask, like COVID style? Okay, there's a face mask.
Yeah, it is like just a helmet. Like,
it just looks like a blurry little cloth over his mouth.
Yeah. For those who can't see, the cover of Feldy's Girl, a novel by Joseph Dobrin. You can Google this yourself. It's on Amazon and stuff. But the cover is in the foreground. I assume she's the girl, Feldy's girl. It's kind of a close-up of a young woman. She's got a crucifix around her neck, and there's a guy holding a football in the background. He might be Feldy.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
his
girl.
Dropping back with a very, looks like a Pringles can football. It's very cylindrical.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, we've read, I believe, 3 of Joseph's books. On our, as a Patreon series, patreon.com/rockhardcaucus. Lots of book reviews up there, but right now we're in the middle of reviewing Slipknot albums, a series called Bay Not Me Slippin'. We've got 2 episodes of that out. We're going to cover the album Iowa next, and I've got guests lined up for that. I just need to like actually do the research and listen to the album and get that ready for the show. And then Tony and I also have Speed Freak Read Speak, which is kind of a constant presence on the Patreon, where we review Sonic the Hedgehog comics. 21st episode of that is in the works now. We'll be reading issues 30 and 31 of the Archie Comics series. Also, if you live in Johnson County, Mandy Remington's running for county supervisor, and I think her campaign is good. I think her candidacy is good. You can go to Mandy4Supervisor.com. That's the number 4, Mandy4Supervisor.com, to learn more about her campaign. The Johnson County Democratic primary is June 4th. I am currently a registered Democrat for that purpose. So every day I'm walking around, I've got that stink hanging over me, registered Democrat. Everyone points and laughs when they see me on the street, but it's worth it because it means I'll get to vote for Mandy in a couple months. So if you want to sacrifice your own dignity and register as a Democrat for the next couple months, you know what? If I can do it, you can do it.
Yeah, that's right.
I welcome you to the Temporary Democrats Club. We got anything else we got to plug today?
Email your representatives and tell them to advocate for a ceasefire. I don't know. That's pretty much a general thing. I don't know if we talked about that enough on the pod, but
it's true. Yeah. Yeah. It should be.
It's kind of a depressing subject. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's definitely part of the reason. But yeah, definitely do that. Just any asshole you can find, send him an email.
Yeah. Hey, fuck you.
That works.
Send that email. Yeah.
I mean, preferably you'd say a little bit more than fuck you and like a specific, yeah. Make sure they understand why you're saying that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But personalized is, definitely a positive.
Yep.
Because yeah, you're not going to see any fuck words in the form letters that a lot of organizations have you send.
Yeah, that would be an easy sort of step. You just take a form letter and you just add the word fuck
a
few times.
That's a good idea.
And then it really drives the points home.
It makes them actually take the time to read it. Probably if you put a sneak of fuck in the first like couple sentences.
Then everything's kind of offset. Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't visually look identical to the previous letter. Yeah. It's a good idea. Well, this has been Rock Hard Caucus. Closing music, I think I'm going to put something by Early Girl at the end of this episode. I just saw them play Friday nights. A really good local band. And, you know, maybe I'll interview them someday as an I Hear I See episode. Maybe. I don't know if they listen. If they do, I'm sort of like baiting them into asking me to come on the show. All right. Well, yeah, that'll do it. Thanks, Evan.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the stupidest episode of this show.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you, and I'm sorry.
I hope you enjoyed our new theme song, which you'll be hearing every episode from now on.
Good shit.
Please.